That is fucking hilarious. Every time I've listened to it like 3 times because I keep cracking up. I can't stop laughing. And then I want to say too, I'm kind of disappointed in your mama. She hasn't called in a long time. But anyways, you got to get your mama back on the phone. You've been recording with this colored boy here for quite a while, and you know I'm sure she has a lot to say. Anyway, thank you for calling.
So the other thing about my mama back when I lived in Florida, mm-hmm. Big Fatty that I've talked about, right. Used to call in as my mama. And I actually know when I first moved to Chicago, that's what it was, because Brad at one point went by James Leroy on the show. The same thing with George. We couldn't keep the names up. Like, fuck it, Brad, you know.
Right.
Prior to that, my mom, in quotations, would call and talk about the colored boy that I'm doing the show with.
Amazing.
So that's what he's referring to. So maybe she'll need to call. I mean, but there's two whiteys on the show now, so I don't know if it's really the same thing. So
I grew up in the projects, right. So
that's why you know a lot of salt and pepper.
That's true.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You know, I'm kind of disappointed in your mama. She hasn't called in a long time. You got to get your mama back on the phone.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 2376 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 21st of February 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we're going to head over to Spot and Big Fatty, and we've got some voice letters that include so-so questions. Yes, Big Fatty? Hello, Phyllis B. Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your two, I say Tuesday, is going well. Y'all, you're Phyllis today, because y'all, Big Fatty over the weekend, y'all, I have prepared my income taxes for filing. Well, I haven't really prepared them. I've prepared them for the CPA that gets me the giant refund. Big Fatty, you need a giant refund to pay for the cruise of a lifetime. It's true, and I'm counting on it. Yes, Big Fatty. And let's see, what was I going to say about that? Big Fatty, oh, and y'all, I prepared everything over the weekend. Y'all, I'm not sure. I had a couple of questions, but my guy wasn't there today when I took him by the office. But y'all had a couple of questions that I needed to ask. And but y'all, y'all didn't sleep worth a shit on Sunday night. Big Fatty, that's because you slept like a baby for right day and Saturday night. Well, I guess, but y'all, it's just awful, just awful. Anyway, y'all, I've done all I can do on the taxes, and now I just have to sit back and wait. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, gonna see y'all today. We have not one, but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. But y'all, but before I get to that, I forgot to mention on the little show yesterday that y'all, it was Paul and Warren's 2-year anniversarium. The boyfriend wears plaid and the boyfriend radio and I got nothing. Yeah, Big Fatty, I think you mean the guy that shoots the bows and arrows. Oh yeah, maybe that was it. But y'all, that was their 2-year anniversarium. Y'all, they came out with a new Oreo Vigio. Love it. You just love the Oreo Vigios, especially when they speed it up when they're chewing. Big Fatty. But anyway, let's get back to the celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's up there in the Chicago's. Never has listened to an episode of The Little Show. But y'all, he's the provider. He's the provider, Big Fatty. And y'all, he's the other half of Big Ricky's husband. Y'all, you know, Big Ricky had some... he had one of his fun bags operated on Monday, and he tweeted a picture wearing the hospital gown and some sort of diaper or something. I don't know what it was, but y'all, evidently the procedure went well, y'all, all he wanted was to eat. And Benny, what? How's that any different? Well, I guess because you can't eat. Before a procedure. And y'all then, so y'all, that's Tony that's having a celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all then, our other celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, he is just one of the sweetest people out there in the Pride 48 and on the 20 and all. Y'all, it's Mr. 1234 himself. Y'all, and that's because every time he looks at the clock, it's 1234. And y'all, ever since he said that, that's every time I look at the clock, it's 1234. Beep, ready? A broken clock is right twice a day. Well, I guess that's true. Y'all, is that Michael Sage? So, y'all, if you see the provider or Big Ricky or Michael Sage on the 20 or the face space, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. 1, 2, 3, 4, and kick! Hey, I gotta see, y'all, last time we was over here at Spotting Big Fatty, old Stinkpot had spotted Big Fatty getting a big hug from somebody wearing a tiger costume. Y'all, that Peter G. That Peter G has spotted a Big Fatty. Y'all, and evidently I'm in some sort of robe and holding some sort of wreath around my head, and it says, Big Fatty, elegant as ever. Big Fatty, elegant? Well, okay. Stinkpot is back. Big Fatty is running around. Where it looks like a frogman or something, and it says, sometimes Big Fatty dreams of wide open fields of snow. Big Fatty, that just doesn't make any sense. Well, it's from Stinkpot. Y'all, that Peter G is back, and he's found this giant cucumber. Y'all, it must be 3 feet long, and it says, forget the lime report. Big Fatty gives us the cucumber report. Big Fatty, that looks like a giant Martian bobo. Big Fatty Volga!
It's February Content Contest Month. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the fat one with so-so questions. Because that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall love giving away gift cards for mediocrity. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, get on the ball. Call, email, or comment with those mediocre questions.
Yeah, I guess the other, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for the so-so, however, never repeated, always original bumper, it's one of your so-soist. Today we're gonna get into some voice letters, and in amongst those voice letters are some so-so questions. Yes, Big Fatty, and we only have 1 week left of so-so question month. It's true.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up. With Big Fatty, oh, he is fat and thin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's Good Chat again with yet another so-so question. I'm just having one of those days where I work by myself and these questions are just popping in my head left and right. So here's my so-so question. In the winter up here, my hands crack. My fingers around my nails and stuff. So I put lotion on my hands and I've got this lotion that says it's supposed to moisturize your hands for 24 hours. How is that possible that it will stay in your hands for 24 hours? I cannot believe that, because if that was the case, my fingers wouldn't be cracking. So do you understand how 24-hour moisturizer works? Is there such a thing? What's the answer? Thank you for calling.
Y'all, that, of course, is that Gus Chan. And Gus Chan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And this is absolutely, absolutely a so-so question. You're bringing up almost a hygiene calamity or a personal hand care calamity. There's some people that say you should use that bag balm, you know, that they moisturize the cow udders with. That is vulgar. I think Miss Beva may have recommended that at some point. But maybe it was the sheep udders or something. I don't know. But anyway, some other kind of bag you can... Ready, vulgar? Gus Chad, you know, there are always these claims by these companies and everything. And basically, this is how they get you. That's how they get you.
Well, Big Fatty, it's me, Larry. Exhausted Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
It is about 10 after 11. That's in the evening. It's on Monday evening. So right after the last, I think I called at the Barbara Boulevard. Lots of delays. And of course I'm fat, so I had to stop and have a nice little dinner. And, you know, that's the last one of those I'll be having because can't afford them anymore. So I am finally pulling back into the Charlestons. I'm in the West Ashley. And I'm getting ready to get on the 526. I'm actually on the ramp as we speak to head back to the North Charleston. And I have to tell you, Big Fatty, exhausted. I think I said that. But I got up this morning at about 7:15 because I had to go meet Larry and deal with him. And he was exhausting. And then I had to run around Lakeland all morning to do some banking because, you know, you got to move some finances about. Now I'm on my way home because I didn't leave Lakeland until after 3, and then I had to eat, and I got stuck in Orlando rush hour, had to stop and get gas. I think I did that when I ate, but even so, just exhausted. So, anyway, hopefully everybody else is having a lovely little morning when they're listening to your little show. I get so mad at you when I listen, yet I continue listening. So there was a bunch of other stuff I wanted to say about the G'days because the Jay Whistle and I were just talking about it, just trying to hammer out a plan. But we'll have to invite you people on Facebook and whatnot and so forth and so on. So, but we will be there Wednesday through Wednesday, I think, for the date. I don't really know. Anyway, well, I am about to have a coma. Hopefully I make it home before I do. So I'll see your fat ass in the morning.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Big Fatty, you didn't do the Vader and Bacon show. Well, I don't have any bacon calls, so can't do the Vader and Bacon show. So we're just going to stick Vader in with everybody else. Big Fatty. And y'all, that was that call I've had in a couple of weeks. That was the end of his last trip down to buy the mobile mansion. And y'all, I believe on Wednesday, Tamari, he's leaving again with Jay Whistle and going to pick up the mobile mansion and then, bring it back to Charleston. So, Big Fatty, it's going to just be lovely. Should we send some bedazzlings down there for the mobile mansion? Oh, no, that's maybe bedazzle, because, you know, the other one was diamond encrusted. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Gus Chad calling in just to say hi. I'm out on one of my puppy walks, or nipper walks. Is it a nipper walk if I do it all day long? Anyways, I'm walking Coco right now. She's a border collie. And I am calling in, not with a
a social question. This is really not a social question. This is like, I don't know. Well, I'll explain. So since May came into my life, I haven't been able to paint. It's been very stressful because I love her to death, but you know how puppies can be. It's just a headache. But I want to get back to painting again. And since all the little shows have like that I've sent stuff to have just like gone away, I have nobody to give my creative outlet to except for you, which I'm not going to send any stuff, but I listen to too many political podcasts during the day now, and so I've come up with a thing that another goal for this year is to see if I can make 10,000 fart postcards to send to somebody in Washington. And I think that it's going to be a very fun campaign for me to do. And if anybody else wants to do that with me, please send as many wonderful either fart or, I don't know, some other snide remark. I hear that Scott say that the best way to get rid of somebody you don't like is to piss them off. So I'm working on that. That's my goal. I hope that you're having a good day, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is that Gus Chan. And Gus Chan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. You know, Big Fatty didn't get political on here, but I commend anyone who has opinions to express them any way they want, man. Now, Gus Chan, just, 10,000 cards is an awful lot. And, the time flies. Yes, Big Fatty. And maybe 10,000 cards and 35 to 40 cents a stamp. Yeah, that's about $3,500 to $4,000. Big Fatty, maybe you should ask for rolls of stamps. Big Fatty, that's a lovely idea. But Big Fatty, make sure he gets those the adhesive stamps, because you don't want your tongue getting all scabby. Big Fatty Vulgar! Y'all have got one last question sent in by my straight boyfriend, my Northeast straight boy. Yes, Big Fatty, keep it straight. Y'all, it's Dan. And Dan writes in and says, Figs, between noon and 1 p.m., what's your favorite time? Big Fatty? Well, Dan, this is absolutely an appropriate question for today. A so-so question, but appropriate nonetheless. And based on this being Michael Sage's celebration of exiting the birth canal, I would have to say that my favorite time between noon and 1 p.m. is 12:34. Big Fatty, that is so sweet. So there you have it. Y'all, I've got quite a few more so-so questions. And y'all, just remember, you've got until next Tuesday to get your Big Fatty, they all heard Digga's bumper. And y'all, it's the prize is absolutely just so I just can't tell you how unexciting it is. Big Fatty, oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, Monday was President's Day in the U.S. of A., and it's President's Day, a national holiday not observed at the coal mine. This is one of those holidays we get in December. But y'all, there was no traffic, absolutely no traffic on the roads today. It was just lovely. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard a phone call that came in over there at the Stinky Orangutans, and Big Ricky, I believe this is your mystery caller. And mystery caller, if you could have one wish come true, what would that wish be?
You know, I'm kind of disappointed in your mama. She hasn't called in a long time. You got to get your mama back on the phone.
Oh, maybe your wish will come true, Ginger Bear. It's mama.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.